Thank you, Chair. Like many delegations, the ICSC welcomes the focused attention given to human-machine interaction. From the ICSC's perspective, consideration of human-machine interaction is indeed key to ensuring that the design and use of autonomous weapons allows human beings to carry out all legally mandated assessments and actions, make context-specific value judgments, and engage in ethical deliberation. And conversely, that the design and use of autonomous weapons does not preclude the exercise of sufficient human control and human judgment in the use of force and weapons. To recall, in our comment on section 2, paragraph 1d, we suggested that sufficient human control should be measured against legal, ethical, humanitarian, and operational requirements. In line with that suggestion, the ICSC would recommend adjustments to paragraph 1b in section 4 in two main respects. First, in respect of targets. Second, in respect of context. First, as regards the reference to the target. As we understand autonomous weapons, application of force is triggered by the environment. Users do not choose a specific target. Autonomous weapon users can therefore only have information about potential targets in the sense of anything that may trigger an autonomous weapon in any given operational environment. And indeed, the users must have information about such potential targets sufficient in terms of quality, quantity, and timeliness to enable them to fulfill their obligations under international law, including international humanitarian law. For example, to assess the proportionality of an attack carried out with an autonomous weapon system. For this reason, and notably to avoid indiscriminate effects, the ICRC recommends that autonomous weapons that are designed or used in a manner such that their effects cannot be sufficiently understood, predicted, and explained should be ruled out. Second, regarding context. The information about the context that human autonomous weapon users must have to make all legally required assessments must include information about the circumstances of any particular military operation and of any particular attack, as these terms are understood in international humanitarian law, including, for example, whether and how many civilians and civilian objects may be expected to be harmed incidentally in an attack carried out with an autonomous weapon system. In order to protect civilians and civilian objects, uphold the rules of international humanitarian law, and safeguard humanity, the ICSC recommends that the design and use of autonomous weapon systems that would not be ruled out should be regulated, including through a combination of limits like those proposed in Section 2, Paragraph D. And this includes requirements for human-machine interaction that aim notably at ensuring effective human supervision and timely intervention and deactivation. We also wonder whether in paragraph 5 the language could be strengthened by clarifying that by beyond identifying good practices, these should be actively considered and, if appropriate, adopted and implemented. This would mirror language used in section 6, paragraph 1. And finally, the ICRC would suggest including in this section or another suitable place a reference to the legal obligation to make legal advisors available when necessary to advise military commanders at the appropriate level on the application of international humanitarian law to the use of autonomous weapon systems. Thank you, Chair.